In this bulletin, a dispute breaks out between the Commonwealth and New South Wales after a coronavirus death. A tennis club considers legal action after missing out on government funding. And in cricket, Australia's men's team loses to South Africa. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A dispute has broken out between the New South Wales government and the federal government as Australia records its second death from coronavirus. A 95-year-old woman living at the Dorothy Henderson Lodge aged care facility has died from the virus, which she contracted after contact with an infected aged care worker at the facility. Some workers at the nursing home didn't turn up for work, fearing they too would be infected. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says he wrote to his federal counterpart Greg Hunt in January asking for snap funding arrangements for situations like this. He claims Mr Hunt fobbed him off, although Greg Hunt denies this. Labor's Chris Bowen says this kind of feud at such an important time is not good enough.
And it must be the number one priority of the government today to reassure Australians that there is seamless cooperation between the Commonwealth and the state governments, to reassure Australians that everything is being done. And when you have a very senior Liberal minister saying the system isn't working, and all the rhetoric about Scott Morrison about being ahead of the game and ahead of the curve and world beating is pretty hollow when you see those sorts of headlines.
The Treasury Secretary is warning the coronavirus could slice at least half a percentage point off economic growth in the quarter to March. Dr. Stephen Kennedy has told a Senate committee the impact of the coronavirus is likely to be deeper, wider and longer than the impact of SARS was in 2003. And he says there are some aspects of the impact that cannot yet be measured.
This preliminary estimate takes into account the direct impacts on tourism, international education exports and some exchange rate effects. It does not include supply chain disruptions or other broader impacts. Beyond this preliminary estimate for the March quarter, it is too early to tell, given the uncertainties, what the full impact of the COVID-19 coronavirus will be on the Australian economy.
A Victorian tennis club could take legal action after missing out on money through the federal government's controversial sports grant scheme. The Beechworth Lawn Tennis Club in Victoria missed out on $500,000 in funding despite qualifying for it. The club has issued a demand to the Australian Sports Commission to reassess its application for a grant. It says it's been struggling for 20 years to get an upgrade to its facilities. Members of the European Union are supporting Greece in its escalating feud with Turkey over migrants. Greek border authorities have now spent 6 days trying to keep thousands of migrants out. They've used tear gas, stun grenades and water cannons. Croatia's Interior Minister, Davor Božinović, says the European Union will protect the borders of its member states.
Let me be clear, the borders of these countries are the borders of the European Union. And we will support all their efforts to protect them. And illegal crossings will not be tolerated by the European Union.
Australia's men's cricketers have fallen to a one-day international series defeat to South Africa. Australia has lost game two of the series by 6 wickets in Bloemfontein, giving South Africa an unassailable 2-0 lead in the best of three series. Batting first, Australia scored 271 runs, but South Africa surpassed this total with 9 balls to spare. The third and final game of the series is on Saturday. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 31 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 25. Melbourne, showers, 22. Hobart, rain and 19. Canberra, rain with possible heavy falls, 20. Wollongong, rain at times, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, rain at times, 23 degrees. Brisbane, a possible shower, 30. Cairns, much the same, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.